The Book of Job, Chapter 4. Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied to Job, "Will you be patient and let me say a word? For who could keep from speaking out? In the past, you've encouraged many people. You've strengthened those who were weak. Your words have supported those who were falling. You encouraged those with shaky knees. But now, when trouble strikes, you lose heart. You're terrified when it touches you. Doesn't your reverence for God give you confidence? Doesn't your life of integrity give you hope? Stop and think. Do the innocent die? When have the upright been destroyed? My experience shows that those who plant trouble and cultivate evil will harvest the same. A breath of God destroys them. They vanish in a blast of his anger. The lion roars and the wildcat snarls, but the teeth of strong lions will be broken. The fierce lion will starve for lack of prey, and the cubs of the lioness will be scattered. This truth was given to me in secret, as though whispered in my ear. It came to me in a disturbing vision at night when people are in a deep sleep. Fear gripped me, and my bones trembled. A spirit swept past my face, and my hair stood on end. The spirit stopped, but I couldn't see its shape. There was a form before my eyes, and in the silence I heard a voice say, 'Can a mortal be innocent before God? Can anyone be pure before the Creator?' If God doesn't trust his own angels and has charged his messengers with foolishness, how much less will he trust people made of clay? They're made of dust, crushed as easily as a moth. They're alive in the morning, but dead by evening, gone forever without a trace. Their tent cords are pulled and the tent collapses, and they die in ignorance. Cry for help, but will anyone answer you? Which of the angels will help you? Surely resentment destroys the fool, and jealousy kills the simple. I have seen that fools may be successful for the moment, but then comes sudden disaster. Their children are abandoned, far from help. They're crushed in court, with no one to defend them. The hungry devour their harvest, and even when it's guarded by brambles, the thirsty pant after their wealth. But evil does not spring from the soil, and trouble does not sprout from the earth. People are born for trouble, as readily as sparks fly up from fire. If I were you, I'd go to God and present my case to him. He does great things, too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. He gives rain for the earth and water for the fields. He gives prosperity to the poor and protects those who suffer. He frustrates the plans of schemers so that the work of their hands will not succeed. He traps the wise in their own cleverness so their cunning schemes are thwarted. They find that it's dark in the daytime, and they grope at noon as if it were night. He rescues the poor from the cutting words of the strong, and rescues them from the clutches of the powerful. And so at last the poor have hope, and the snapping jaws of the wicked are shut. But consider the joy of those corrected by God. Don't despise the discipline of the Almighty when you sin. For though he wounds, he also bandages. He strikes, but his hands also heal. From six disasters he'll rescue you. Even in the seventh, he'll keep you from evil. He'll save you from death in time of famine and from the power of the sword in time of war. You'll be safe from slander and have no fear when destruction comes. You'll laugh at destruction and famine. Wild animals won't terrify you. You'll be at peace with the stones of the field, and its wild animals will be at peace with you. You will know that your home is safe. When you survey your possessions, nothing will be missing. You'll have many children. Your descendants will be as plentiful as grass. You'll go to the grave at a ripe old age, like a sheaf of grain harvested at the proper time. We have studied life and found all this to be true. Listen to my counsel and apply it to yourself." Then Job spoke again, "If my misery could be weighed out and my troubles be put on the scales, they would outweigh all the sands of the sea. That's why I spoke impulsively. For the Almighty has struck me down with his arrows, and their poison infects my spirit. God's terrors are lined up against me. Don't I have a right to complain? Don't wild donkeys bray when they find no grass and oxen bellow when they have no food? Don't people complain about unsalted food? Does anyone want to eat the tasteless white of an egg? My appetite disappears when I look at it. I gag at the thought of eating it. Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant my desire. I wish he would crush me. I wish he would reach out his hand and kill me. At least I can take comfort in this. Despite the pain, I have not denied the words of the Holy One. But I don't have the strength to endure. I have nothing to live for. Do I have the strength of a stone? Is my body made of bronze? No, I'm utterly helpless, without a chance of success. One should be kind to a fainting friend, but you accuse me without any fear of the Almighty. My brothers, you've proved as unreliable as a seasonal brook that overflows its bank in the spring when it's swollen with ice and melting snow, but when the hot weather arrives, the water disappears. The brook vanishes up in the heat. The caravans turn aside to be refreshed, but there's nothing to drink, so they die. The caravans from Tema search for this water. The travelers from Sheba hope to find it. They count on it, but they're disappointed. When they arrive, their hopes are dashed. You, too, have given no help. You've seen my calamity, and you're afraid. But why? Have I ever asked you for a gift? Have I begged you for anything of yours for myself? Have I asked you to rescue me from my enemies or to save me from ruthless people? Teach me, and I'll be quiet. Show me what I've done wrong. Honest words can be painful, but what do your criticisms amount to? Do you think your words are convincing when you disregard my cry of desperation? You'd even send an orphan into slavery or sell a friend. Look at me. Would I lie to your face? Stop assuming my guilt. I have done no wrong. Do you think I'm lying? Don't I know the difference between right and wrong? Is not all human life a struggle? Our lives are like that of a hired hand, or like a worker who longs for the shade, like a servant waiting to be paid. I too have been assigned months of futility, long and weary nights of misery. Lying in bed, I think, when will it be morning? But the night drags on, and I toss till dawn. My body is covered with maggots and scabs. My skin breaks open, oozing with pus. My days fly faster than a weaver's shuttle. They end without hope. Oh God, remember that my life is but a breath, and I will never again feel happiness. You see me now, but not for long. You'll look for me, but I'll be gone. Just as a cloud dissipates and vanishes, those who die will not come back. They're gone forever from their home, never to be seen again. I cannot keep from speaking. I must express my anguish. My bitter soul must complain. Am I a sea monster or a dragon that you must place me under guard? I think my bed will comfort me and sleep will ease my misery. Then you shatter me with dreams and terrify me with visions. I would rather be strangled, rather die than suffer like this. I hate my life. I don't want to go on living. Oh, leave me alone for my few remaining days. What are people that you should make so much of us, that you should think of us so often? For you examine us every morning and test us every moment. Why don't you leave me alone? At least long enough for me to swallow. If I've sinned, what have I done to you, O watcher of all humanity? Why make me your target? Am I a burden to you? Why not just forgive my sin and take away my guilt? For soon I'll lie down in the dust and die. When you look for me, I will be gone.